De Animeros están presentando su sencillo Gózalo, este trabajo que firman con la casa discográfica Easy Eye Sound, que es propiedad de Dan Auerbach, el 50% de The Black Keys, y además están listos para estar estos próximos fines de semana en Austin City Limits, uno de los festivales major más importantes y más destacados de los Estados Unidos. Y para platicarnos los detalles de este material sonoro y de su próxima participación en Austin City Limits, tenemos el gusto de recibir al trío que radica en Texas, a Nick, a Nicolás y a Mauro. Hello, guys.
Ari, how?
Hey,
Hola,
hey.
Urdo.
It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you, Nick. Are you all in Austin?
Yes, yeah, all three of us are here in Austin.
So it's going to be a blast to play in Austin City Limits, right?
Yeah, our hometown big festival. We're really excited about it. It's such a fun event and a great a big boon to the city. So it's yeah, we're beyond excited.
Mauro, have you been in Austin City Limits as fan? Have you been in the festival?
Yeah, about five times. Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
cool.
Three, four, or five times. Yeah.
It's an amazing festival, one of the major festivals in the United States. So I think it's very important for you as a band to play in Austin City Limits.
Yeah, of course. It's an honor, because so many people come to Austin from not only the United States, but just from everywhere. It's an honor to be, a band from Austin, representing Austin, and then also, representing this type of music. So we're excited.
Of course. And Nick is also important to take this this moment to think that you are in a you will play in a big festival in the called a World Capital of Live Music, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Austin is definitely the live.
That's a thing, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, and it's very valid. It's very it's completely apropos and correct. Yeah.
Nico habla español. Es un gusto saludarte, Nico. Platícanos un poco de el trío. Todos radican en Austin, como mencionaban, pero ¿cómo se conocieron? Y además, platícanos un poco qué es un grupo multicultural.
Pues sí, aquí en Austin llevamos como, pues el grupo lleva como un poquito menos de 2 años, pero todos hemos tocado en grupos ya como por 10 años. Yo he tocado con Nick en otro grupo por ya casi 10 años, Mauro como 3 o 4 años, entonces nos habíamos conocido desde antes, entonces ya teníamos como un poquito sí, ya nos conocíamos musicalmente. Entonces sí, cuando nos juntamos para hacer ese proyecto, pues todo salió así, pues muy fácil.
Muy, muy orgánico, ¿no? Para
Muy
formar
orgánico,
de
sí.
Animeros. Y los tres son de diferentes orígenes.
Mi familia es de Colombia y Mauro.
Sí, yo soy de la frontera de Reynosa y los Estados Unidos, McAllen, ese área, Río Grande, ¿vale? Río Grande.
Sí. ¿Y
Y yo lo
Nick?
mismo. Yo lo mismo
También.
de
Sí,
sí, del
también,
sur de
sí.
Texas en una ciudad se llama Harlingen.
Cool. It's all most born and raised in Texas. It's also important the music scene in Texas because it's very diverse, right? We can find a lot of sounds that influence a big part of the music we listen nowadays, right, Nick?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's so much, like you said, diversity all through Texas. And then, especially in South Texas, where Mauro and I are from, there's a lot of Tejano and Norteño and Bajo Sexto and Hispanic artists, or Chicano artists, stuff like that. And of course, different types of cumbia as well. So, yeah, it's you can find something anywhere in Texas. If you're looking for it.
Absolutely. And Mauro, you are presenting, you have released this track called Gózalo, and it was produced by Dan Auerbach. How cool is that?
Well, Dan Auerbach, he's a musician himself from Black Keys, so you know, and Black Keys is incredible. But as a producer, he's an incredible producer. When we went into the studio, we felt that we had a lot of freedom and a lot of space just to go in and play the music, and you know, we would talk out the songs, kind of the details of the songs. But we were there for a week at the studio at Easy Eye Sound, and they just let us kind of play the music and do what we do, and it was a great experience. And I think a lot of it is Dan Auerbach just being a musician himself, and he had heard us and invited us and liked the music, and he, you know, just wanted us to kind of do our thing and help us kind of you know, brush up the details. But yeah, it was incredible working with him. It's an honor.
Nick, that's the job of a producer, correct? To give you guys the elements to make a better song, to increase the song.
Yes, and Dan was fantastic with finding tone, you know, the perfect sound for Mauro's guitar, the perfect sound for Nico's bass, and then also helping with the arrangements. You know, you guys are playing this too long, or you guys are playing this not long enough, or let's flip these sections here and here, and just giving us that advice and helping give the song so much more energy.
Absolutely, it sounds very powerful. Gózalo, Nico. Además, un track en español que tiene algunos elementos de sonoridades latinas, de raíces, pero que no pierde ese toque muy contemporáneo y muy alternativo que podemos encontrar, pues no solo en el roster de Easy Eye Sound, sino en gran parte de lo que produce Dan Auerbach.
Sí, así es. Sí, yo creo que tratar de coger esos elementos clásicos de la música que nos inspiró mucho, pero también ponerle como la psicodelia, ponerle como sonidos nuevos, es muy importante para no solo hacer música que es como antigua, pero algo moderno también. Y Dan nos ayuda mucho en ese sentido. Y también empujarnos un poquito a cantar más, a animarnos un poquito, como en particular en esa canción, él tenía un bajo eléctrico, acústico eléctrico, un baby bass, creo que de Japón, como de los 80s o algo así. Y él dijo, hey, en esa canción toca este bajo. Y yo estaba ya muy acostumbrado a mi bajo, a mi P-bass. Y él dijo, toca ese bajo. Y yo, ¿seguro? Yo no sé. Y ahí después de un rato, pues sí, le dio más como más punch a la canción, y entonces ahí es donde él pone sus ideas y como lo saca uno un poquito de donde uno está cómodo.
Claro, porque es el nombre de Dan Auerbach, uno de los nombres más importantes de los productores contemporáneos, ¿no? Con Dan Carey o con James Ford, o sea, son nombres top, nombres muy importantes en la actualidad de la industria musical, y es un privilegio que, primero, que los haya invitado y segundo, que se involucre en su música.
Claro, él estaba ahí toda la semana con nosotros ahí parchando, y cuando tomamos el lunch break, ahí poníamos discos y estábamos escuchando canciones y bailando. Entonces es un buen tipo, es un superstar con Black Keys, pero ahí estaba parchando con nosotros como cualquier tipo. Entonces ahí la pasamos rico toda la semana con él.
And Mauro, now after this great experience with Dan in the studio, it's time to take the stage to translate the music you made in the studio on the stage. How was this process?
It's been fun. Because we're in Austin, and Austin is the live music capital of the world, we get the opportunity to play a lot. We play, here in town with different bands and different musicians. So we've had a lot of time to get the songs that we recorded in the studio and play them live in front of people. And there's people dancing, and we've seen how the crowd has received the song. So looking forward to ACL. I mean, we hope that that translates to that size stage. And we've played large stages before, so
Oh, cool.
we're excited to again just get the party started at ACL. We're the first Friday. We're kind of midday on that Friday, so we're one of the first bands, but we're excited to say, hey, it's ACL weekend. Welcome to Austin. Let's party. So we're excited. Yeah.
It's will you play about weekends, Nick?
No, we're only playing the first Friday.
The
So the
first
second
Friday.
weekend, yeah, the second weekend we won't be working the festival.
It's crazy to think in a festival that they have the same lineup two weekends, right? I went to Austin City Limits on the first editions, and it was amazing. It was cool, but now it's a monster.
That they can get those headliners, the big headliners, to commit to 2 weekends in a row is very impressive. And it's great. What's great about Austin City Limits is that they do include and support a lot of Austin artists. They like to invite, their hometown sons and daughters, and the 2 weekends gives them an opportunity to include as much of the Austin music scene as they can fit, which is a really special thing that they do.
And Mauro, what's the plan after Austin City Limits? Will you release another singles? You have plans to make a record? What will you do the rest of 2025?
So we have another single called Terlingua coming out next week, 2 days before Austin City Limits Festival. And so we're excited about the release of that. Then what we plan to do is release at least one song by the end of the year, and we have a full album that's already recorded, and that's going to be coming out sometime next year in 2026. But one thing that we also hope to do on top of just the recorded music is we want to play more shows outside of Austin. We obviously love Austin. It's our hometown, but there's other big cities. There's Dallas, Houston, El Paso,
Yes.
and so we would love to go and play in San Antonio, and we would love to go and play those cities as well. Because of the release of Gosalo and Terlingua, we've had the opportunity to extend past Austin because we had a music video and all that. So what we're looking forward to doing for the rest of 2025 is playing some concerts outside of Austin.
Now that you mentioned the video was directed by Robert Schober, who have worked with the Killers and Green Day and big names. I was working with him.
Metallica.
The video is amazing. Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was working with Robert.
So much fun.
Yeah.
He's the
Fun,
best.
fun all day. Un video único que podemos encontrar en YouTube, ahí estará su material. Tendrán muy ocupado para estar sobre el escenario el resto del año, pero ¿cuándo van a venir a México, Nico?
México, yo creo que el próximo año va a tocar ir, porque pues sí, como dijo Mauro, el disco yo creo que lo vamos a sacar de pronto en los primeros meses del 2026. Y sí, el próximo año va a ser gira, gira, tocar hartos shows, que nos conozcan en todo el mundo.
Así será, pues un gran sencillo, gózalo, ya quiero escuchar más de la banda y seguro será un gran momento para de animeros que debutan en Austin City Limits, que tienen este sencillo, habrá un sencillo nuevo, Nico, pues muchas felicidades, congratulations, guy.
Hey, muchísimas
Gracias.
gracias.
Gracias. Love it and have a great time in Austin City Limits. Now that you are not part of the fans, you will be in the backstage. So it's another kind of festival, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy it, and have a great time in Austin City Limits. Congratulations on Gózalo. Looking forward to listen the full record. And congratulations again,
Thank you. Gracias. Yeah,
Nick. Yes, Nick.
like Mauro said, the next single comes out on Wednesday, so we're excited for Terlingua on Wednesday.
October 1st, we'll have Trilingua.
Yes.
Amazing. Looking forward to listen the single, and looking forward to see the streaming of Austin City Limits to catch the set of the Animeros. Nick, Mauro, Nico, thank you so much for the chat with Rutas Alternas.
Gracias, Roberto.
Thank you. Que
Gracias.
tengan buen día. Nos vemos.